Welcome to the Blather
on Rat Bag Radio.
From within the shadow of the Golden Circle Cannery, and from beautiful downtown Northgate, this is Dave Riley speaking. In today's show, I've got a couple of pieces of music I'd like to share with you. One of which is an interesting example of Arabic hip-hop. And the first in our series of quaint takes on protest songs. I thought I'd start putting together some core musical interludes dedicated to that strong tradition of protest music. And today I will be finishing the show with one such example. And I hope there's many more to come. Democratic rights. Some would say you can't live with them and you can't live without them. But now they're our topic of conversation. Well, one would hope everyday conversation, because the federal government has got a new proposal in the blower to change the terrorism laws in this country. And the proposals that seem to be coming down the track are quite astounding in their attempt to limit all those little rights we seem to take for granted. In a mixture of control orders, preventative detention, a notice of protruse, that is, you've got to tell them, look, the wallopers everything they demand, access to passenger information, they can stop you flying interstate and overseas because they judge you to be some form of security risk. Extensive stop, search and question powers. Hey, you, come over here. All right, you, yeah. Spread them, mate. Where you been up to? And if you've ever been stopped and questioned by the cops, you know what's all that's all about. Extending search and interrogation powers to state police at transport hubs. Pull over, driver. Where you going? Can I see your license, please? Yes. Or at bus stops. Have you bought yourself a ticket? I wonder. What? And are you going to this demonstration? What do you intend to do at that demonstration? No, I don't. ASIO warrants regime. A special extension on the search warrants will be extended from 28 days to 3 months. It's not used by date. That's good. I mean, I've had that in the... I'm glad you dropped by, ASIO. I've had that sitting in there for so long. I hope you drop by and remove it for me. Oh, thanks very much. Create new offences. Existing sedition offence will be scrapped and replaced with a broader new crime of inciting violence against the community. Against the community. Up against the wall, you mothers, eh? Journalists and internet writers who communicate inciting messages directed against Australia's forces overseas and groups who support Australia's overseas enemies could face up to 7 years in prison. That includes the blather. If I say, go and do something nasty to our boys or the interest of the Australian government in, say, Papua New Guinea, I'm in the poo. Strengthen offences for financing terrorism or providing false or misleading information under ASIO questioning warrant. It all depends who they call the terrorist, you see. Let's see if it was the various organisations. I just have to call them a terrorist and then, bingo, I'm a terrorist. They're a terrorist. And if I do anything for you, I'm sorry, you're being called a terrorist. I can't do anything. I don't care if you're starving. I don't care if you're trying to save your people from the floods. If you're a terrorist, and that's it, I'm sorry. Criteria for listing terrorists. Let's see, go on a little bit. Terrorist organisations will be extended. Organisations that advocate terrorism can be banned. Community lawyers, policy workers, advocates and legal academics have argued that the extension of the unprecedented powers to ban terrorist organisations poses a danger that many organisations that publicly support independence movements such as Fretland and the ANC will be vulnerable to proscription. That puts me in the pickle, because I've been caught up in that sort of stuff before. That's here on the blather. Dave Riley on the Blather, being on the wrong side of a law and without really knowing it. Citizenship. Oh, yes. I tend to take that for granted since my crew has been here since year dot, you know. We were transported in 1842, I think it was. Thieves. We wouldn't have got granted citizenship nowadays with that background against us. But let's have a look at these laws. The government will extend the waiting period for citizenship from 2 to 3 years and will refuse citizenship on security grounds. As a critical electorate and organisations such as Amnesty International draw unwanted attention to the government's inhumane treatment of refugees, the Immigration Department will be able to make secret decisions based on national security. And they won't have to take that through the courts if challenged, of course. Isn't that handy? Terrorist financing, etc. All right, well, there's a very good article in the latest Green Left Weekly by Wanda Fish on these new laws. But what's brought a lot of us to the head is a decision by the Chief Justice of the Australian Capital Territory to put the draft legislation up on his webpage, breaking the so-called circle of confidence that was supposed to be had between the Chief Minister, the federal government, and the state premiers. Minister John Stanforth has leaked a confidential draft of the government's counter-terrorism bill. And the government's not very pleased about this. Whilst Labor's calling for a proper inquiry, Mr. Stanforth says he hopes posting draft counter-terrorism laws on his website will open community debate about the issue. It sure will, I think. What with coming down, here we are in this sort of juncture in political time, being ratcheted at from all angles. The new federal government industrial regulations are waiting to hit the floor of the House of Representatives and the Senate. The new bill on student unionism at university campuses is due to be put before the Parliament, pending passing by the Senate. And these new anti-terrorism laws, sucked from God knows who, obsequious fun, is now to be aired before the Australian population. This is how it is, as how it is was not promised to be. And we're facing this onslaught, which is determined to revolutionise and radically change the assumption of democracy and industrial process here in this country. And we're going to suffer unduly, I say. And we have to do something about it. We can't wait until the Labour Party gets its proverbials together. Because that's what we're being asked to do. Labour will, as a matter of course, when it gets in, it says, change the industrial legislation. And Labour says when it gets in, well, it reconsider aspects of this and that. But in actual fact, if you take the anti-terrorism law, Labour has gone gung-ho, trying to outdo the federal government on the basis of its commitment to Fortress Australia. Oh, it's a pity. It's a very nasty situation. The poor Joe Ordinary or Dave, like me, are stuck in at the present time. And we must, as they say, resist.
أول إشي لازم نمتلكو هالمبادرة اسمعي فمي استطلت تدريت ناديها محاضرة احنا بمصارة اللي من زمان تبتونا فيها بينادوها مامرة وعدم وعلي خليها أعرفكم عن نفسنا من بلد اسمها اللي فيها اللي بوتها ما بدفع التمن وفيها اللي بهدلل ناس اللي عملوا غلطوا بنوا عقرضهم وكل اللي بيصير بس عشانهم لوحدهم غير وقف على موقف اللي شرف ودير إلي أقول ويبدأ فهم إنه القوة بالمجمع ولا مرة بالمفردة وعادة إذا فكرنا هيك احنا بمفرد عن الكل والغلط إنه فكرنا بالكل بس هذا الغلط لأنه صح ولازم ودوم ولما قلنا إيدي بإيد ما كانش قصنا أصبع ولا تأخذ لازم تطلب والقوة بالمجمع
مع إنه حرفنا خجولة ومش لبس حرير عرس برا طرحة دور هلا تجميل الزمن سبقها نسيها أملها تفريق صار أسير راح يكسر قفصه أخيرته يحلق ويطير
هدمي بيوت زي
قايل همسي تكون كل ما ضل بسكوت دن الشعب بتفوت بس لو صرخ لا بغرقها في ظهر الحق اسمع بقدر افهم كل عيوني اللي من حزن تدمع بس ما بفهم اللي ما يمسح عيونه تايه يسأل على اللبسه هو قاعد يجدف في دموعه ايش بيصير هنا مال الكل يطلع علينا
يمكن عشان احنا اللي فاتحين جرينا
يا زلمة المرة هديك مظاهرة ضد هدم البيوت كان فيها 100 واحد 90 منهم يهود اذا اليوم بتوقف تطلع كيف قاعدين بيهجروا جارك بكرة اربع دارك جارك زيك واقف تطلع مكانك السلسلة طويلة بس الها اخر سقوط للقدرة العاجزة شايفة عارفة بس خايفة اذا الروح فينا ساكنة تفلط بس السكنة وش بنقول للحلقة الاضعف مع السلامة
مع انه حارتنا خجولة ومش لابسة حرير عروس برا طرحة
حياتنا بتميل صهيونية اللي تنزل فينا وسخها واحنا عمالنا ننستن ولا حدا بيفتح المي ولا حتى احنا والوسخ بيكتر اكتر واكتر اي لحظة برجع من وين ما اجا بس كل ما يقرب على الافا الفعل بيصير مفعول فيه وبس بنظف القريب عليه بتأمل انه مرة كله يفور برا تشديدا على كلمة كله وهيك الكل بيوقف عجري وهيك احنا بنوقف الجدار وهيك احنا بنوقف القطار وسكة الحديد بتصير بعيد عن الدار وبرضو بنوقف
حارتنا خجولة ومش لابسة حرير عروس برا طرحة تانية دورها لا تجميل زمن سبقها نسيها أملها تفريق صار أسير راح يكسر قفص وأخيرته يحلق ويطير مع إنه حارتنا خجولة ومش لابسة حرير عروس برا طرحة تانية دورها لا تجميل زمن سبقها نسيها
You call me the terrorist? Who's the terrorist? I'm the terrorist? How am I the terrorist when you've taken my land? Who's the terrorist? You're the terrorist. You've taken everything I own while I'm living in my homeland. Those are the words of the song I just played, which is being put together by an Arabic rap group called Dam, D-A-M. And Dam has an excellent portal to the whole world of Arabic rap and hip-hop at Dam, at Dam Free Rap. That's D-A-M, the letter free, R-A-P, .com, Dam Free Rap. We're still in experimental mode with our blather business here, and we're still engineering things to make our sounds the best of possible broadcast sounds, and our vocals and modulations as disciplined as we could possibly imagine, with a variation in our programming that would interest almost anyone. So I can't guarantee that I will be able to consolidate these programs at the same length every time. However, I'm engineering things with a potential in mind that is sitting in my mind's eye as soon as I can dig it out and have a look at it. In the meantime, the experimental bits and pieces you're going to have to put up with. And one of these is that special occasion when we bring you the New World Order Kazoo Orchestra with its special rendition of the Internationale, and with this wonderful musical presentation, I'll end the program for today. Ladies and gentlemen, comrades and friends, the Internationale.